You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Alternative if Iran asks for demands before dismantling its nuclear program.
That's when we should have said, okay, well, look, obviously you're not ready to negotiate if you think you can come to the table with demands.
The Supreme Court today is hearing a challenge to the Affordable Care Act that could gut President Obama's landmark reform law. The key issue involves taxpayer subsidies for health insurance. The law states that the federal government will provide subsidies to low-income people through exchanges that have been set up by states. The Dow is down this morning as Wall Street reacts to the latest hiring numbers and some lackluster earning reports. Private sector job hiring in the U.S. slowed in February, falling short of expectations. Payroll outsourcing provider ADP reports 212,000 new jobs in the month, about 8,000 less than economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women had trouble sleeping. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. With the Blue Card, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone else, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store. There is no way you're going to get any sleep until you get your own free Blue Card. So call 800-627-6620 and order your free Blue Card so that you can rest easy again. Call 800-627-6620.
James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, says the videotapes released by Islamic terrorists demonstrating their brutal executions is actually having an adverse impact on their financial support. USA's John Clemens has more.
In a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, believes those graphic videos are actually beginning to erode their financial support.
Beheadings and immolations and the like have really had a galvanizing effect even in the Mideast.
There's been a big decline in donations made to the terrorists, indicating a reduction to less than 1% of their total revenue from all of last year. Targeted airstrikes by coalition forces have also put a big dent in the estimated several million dollars per week that the Islamic terrorists made at one time from the sale of black market oil. I'm John Clemens.
The FBI is investigating an overnight shooting near the NSA headquarters, an agency it could be linked to several other reports of shots fired in recent weeks. No one was injured in this latest incident. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments today on whether a free speech lawsuit against police in Michigan can proceed. The suit was filed on behalf of the Bible Believers, a group of Christian evangelists from California who attended Dearborn's annual Arab International Festival in 2012, one of the country's largest outdoor gatherings for Arab Americans. The Bible Believers say an angry crowd threw debris at them and tried to hurt them, but police asked the evangelists to leave instead of protecting them. The case involving free speech and religion is attracting a lot of attention in the wake of the recent killings at the Paris offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen says he's found the wreckage of a Japanese battleship that was sunk near the Philippines more than 70 years ago. Allen posted underwater photos of the Musashi wreckage on Twitter this week. Allen is paying for the expedition that found the ship, which was once one of the two biggest warships in the world. Hockey players are one tough bunch, and so are hockey coaches, apparently. A perfect storm of injuries to Florida Panthers goalies in Tuesday night's game against the Toronto Maple Leafs almost put a coach on the ice. Panthers goaltender Roberto Luongo was forced out of the game by a hard shot to his shoulder and head, then backup Al Montoya injured a groin muscle while sprawling out to make a save. Play stopped for about 11 minutes as the team figured out what to do, and goalie coach Rob Tallis actually suited up, even though he hadn't played since 2001. Fortunately, Montoya managed to get back in the game, followed by a later return by starting goaltender Luongo. In the end, the Panthers lost by a score of 3-2. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather for today, it is currently 40 degrees. Showers are likely. And then rain after 3 p.m. It'll be cloudy all day with a high near 39. And the winds are coming from the southwest around 7 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, rain before 8 p.m., then sleet between 8 and 10, and then snow after 10. It'll be a low around 23, light and variable winds coming from the northwest after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 90%, with new snow and sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Thursday, tomorrow, we'll have snow mainly before 4 p.m., temperatures falling to around 20 by 5 p.m. A chance of precipitation is 90%, with a new accumulation of 3 to 5 inches, giving us the possibility of 4 to 8. Thursday night, chance of snow before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear with a low around 5. Wind chill factors will make it feel as if it is -6. Friday, however, will be sunny with a high near 26, and Friday night partly cloudy. Saturday will begin to warm up a little bit. It'll be sunny with a high near 37. Saturday night, partly cloudy. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 40. And it looks like we're going to start warming up, which is a good thing. I think we've all had our share of winter. It is currently 12:10.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. I actually have a rather different kind of, not really all that different, but a little different show topic. And what I'm going to talk about is evil, and does evil exist? And, you know, here I am, a licensed professional counselor, mental health professional, and I'm talking about evil. The thing that I find interesting about the question, does evil exist, is that we are actually living in a time where I could say evil is actually pretty evident, and yet so often we like to say that we deny that it's really there. Which I find is a little confusing. And here's one of the reasons why I find it to be a little confusing. We have to have one thing to be able to notice the other thing, the opposite thing. So what do I mean? Well, the only way I recognize light is that I know dark. I can tell when things are dark, and I can tell when things are light, and I know that they're opposite. And there's all different, intensities of light. Dim, okay. Same thing, black and white. Well, they contrast. And in the middle we have gray, sweet and sour. See, here's the thing. If we never tasted sour, we wouldn't know really what sweet is. There's nothing to compare it with. And we have good and bad. Or evil. You know, even though, again, I said the prevailing attitude is that evil doesn't exist, it is something that we can look at and say, yeah, there's things, there are evil people. I mean, the eternal question, are people born evil? You know, I don't have that answer. And there's a lot of things that I can't answer. And you might even ask, what qualifies me as a mental health counselor to talk about good and evil and things that are spiritually based? Because I'm going to kind of go down that path a little bit. Just for those of you that are listening, I do have a degree in history and religion. So I studied theology and all kinds of things like that. So I do have a background philosophy of religion, and which actually has brought so much, has been so useful for me as a therapist. Because I do have clients that come into my office that have been traumatized by being in relationships where evil exists. It's something that we have a hard time grasping. Like eternity. We talk about it, we can somewhat conceive of it, but in our finite little minds, we really can't fully grasp the idea. Fully. So good and bad may exist. And we'll talk about a little bit more how some of this may even come out in our society today. But I need to take a little break. And I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat. And I am your host, Ruth Altamura-Roll, for your show today.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and my topic today is, does evil exist? Well, there are definitely people who have done and are doing evil deeds. There are people out there who like to maim, torture, crush other people. Just look at the news. It's hard not to look at the news and see people beheading people or burning them to death. It's evil acts. However, the question may exist. Does evil come from somewhere outside and we are quote-unquote possessed? Or is it some aspect of humanity, a flaw in humanity? It's a good question. Either way, one of the things that I will say is a lot of it does come based on free will. And I don't necessarily believe that people are born evil, but I do think that depending upon what happens to you in your childhood, it can create evil. You can be brainwashed by other people. And you can even have some belief systems that being evil is a good thing. We definitely glorify it in our society. Which is unfortunate. I don't know, maybe humans can become horrible without outside help. I remember, Lord of the Flies. Good book from when I was a kid. How about how children just, the airplane crashed, landed on an island, and without appropriate adult supervision, because there were no adults, how evil kind of ensued in so many ways. But the thing that's interesting about human beings is that oftentimes our evil is done or our bad things are done with malice. You know, we look at the animal kingdom in general and we think about, you know, maybe a lion or a crocodile ripping apart another animal. Even troops of orangutans being at war with each other. The thing that's rather interesting is we don't believe that there's any malice in it. That it really is not about having any kind of knowledge of good and evil. It really has a lot more to do with boundaries. Not that we don't do that as human beings, important. So there I go with the boundaries, keeping our boundaries and fighting over that. But it's the level of malice that may be involved. And that kind of lends itself to something that's a little bit more spiritual because of the intent. Which then leads us to think about the possibility of spiritual forces for good and evil. There are people that are sociopaths. People who want to rape and pillage and do harm and do damage and get their jollies out of it. And that tends to be a little scary, and we come across it. I come across it in my practice. I have people that come into my office because they are victims of sociopaths. But the thing that's interesting is that we all make judgments. And we make judgments on things such as anger and despair and self-hatred and actually hatred of other people, which may not have anything to do with being a sociopath. One of the things that I often say to my clients, there's nothing wrong with being angry. It's what we do with it. Are we seeking to destroy someone else? We may be angry enough to say I'd like to destroy someone else, but are we actively doing it? There's a huge question. And I think as a human being, we've all had times in our lives where we have gotten really, really angry. That our emotion almost feels egged on by other people. Because we may feel tortured or bullied. Is evil really that kind of spiritual thing where we have heaven and hell? I really can't answer that specifically. The more knowledge we gain about being human and what that means, the better understanding we have. So we don't really think of evil witches and burning them at the stake and doing those kinds of things, but we definitely do see that there are actions that people have where they are doing either works for good or works for evil. And how do we know the difference? Well, evil generally destroys. Evil is generally painful. It's generally unhealthy. It laughs at other people's pain. It does terrible deeds. It rejoices in death. Good, on the other hand? Well, good extends life, creates life, helps us thrive and grow, builds up, values and esteems. So, one of the things, you know, I mentioned sociopaths. And I read somewhere that one out of every four adult males in the United States is a sociopath. That's a little scary, actually. Or may at least have some tendencies towards being a sociopath. And sociopaths tend to be predators who take advantage of others. They're charming and deceitful, sometimes violent, and use other methods to get what they want. They may be grandiose, have a greater sense of self-perception, are in constant need of some type of stimulation. They may be okay with lying and tell huge stories intending to mislead. Very big and manipulating. And are really good at looking how to have you feel guilty where they themselves lack the feeling of guilt. There's a very strong lack of empathy. And oftentimes have a strong tendency to live off of other people. They may have some antisocial behavior, poor control, getting involved in drugs, alcohol, sexual escapades. They can talk about long-term goals and exaggerate their own accomplishments and abilities. But never reach them. They can act responsibly, but never admit being wrong. Most definitely have a hard time with intimate relationships. Can have a long history of juvenile delinquency. Become criminals. They can belittle and humiliate, mistreat and mock, attack physically, even kill in extreme cases, and just have no remorse. And it looks evil. And sometimes we call it evil. Partially because there's no remorse and no empathy. And partially because they leave a wake of hurt and chaos behind them. So it's actually time for another break. Time to do the news, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am your host, Ruth Altamura Roll, with this bright topic. It's evil for real.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a challenge to Obamacare. The justices will decide whether people in all states are eligible for federal tax subsidies. Attorney Sam Kasman from the Competitive Enterprise Institute told the AP the case hinges on four words.
Change established by a state. And even though that's a pretty short phrase, it is repeated several times.
As many as 8 million people could lose coverage. President Obama is criticizing Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to Congress, claiming he offered no alternative to a possible Iran nuclear deal. But the prime minister says he did offer an alternative to extend the breakout time for Iran to create a bomb. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says many in Congress agree.
I think that there's probably a veto-proof majority in both the Senate and the House. I don't know that for sure, but it feels like there may be. To override any bad deal.
He made remarks today in a Fox News interview. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about evil. Does it really exist? Well, I'm going to say from my perspective as a licensed professional counselor, someone who deals with people who have either experienced traumatic situations, been in extremely painful relationship with a psychopath, I would say, yeah, evil does exist. In addition, as I started off my show, saying that to know good, you have to also be able to compare and say that's evil. So we have to know the difference. But we always have this question. And I think it definitely affects people's belief, spiritual beliefs and belief in God. Because if there is a God, why would there be evil? And as a therapist, why would I be talking about it? Well, I am also a Christian therapist, so I will say that. Don't promote my Christianity. And as I said at the beginning of my show, I do have a degree in history and religion. And on a personal note, had really pondered whether to become a minister or a counselor, and obviously I became the counselor. But the thing is if God exists, and if he is all-powerful, why isn't he stopping the wrongdoing? Is he evil himself for allowing evil? Well, you know, here's the thing that's really interesting. If I try and force someone to love me, if I try and force someone to respect me, if I don't give them the choice, then it's not true. It's not genuine. Maybe that's the word I want to use instead. Genuine love can't exist unless it's given through free choice and free will. Therefore, man has a choice to love and accept God or to reject him. When this happens, it opens up the possibility for evil. Because as a human, I have the choice. I may not recognize, I may not always recognize that I have a choice. I may have grown up in a really wretched situation, which has created something within me. But one of the things that I know and I believe is that as human beings, as adults, we have to make the responsible choice. Am I creating more pain? Am I creating pain in my own life? Am I creating pain for others? Am I benefiting from other people's pain? I may not have the ability to have empathy or guilt. And that's scary. But oftentimes, we can see that there really is a choice. We like to think that the world is good, that the earth is good, that animals are good, nature is good, Mother Nature, nature, nurture. And so somehow the introduction of free will and evil has taken nature, nurture, and turned it into something that is a little bit more, I'm going to call it abnormal. The thing that's interesting is human beings, and I remember seeing this on a show about parrots of all things. And there were these poor parrots that were just, they were distraught. They were pulling their feathers out. They were just, they were a mess. They were a mess. And I remember someone saying on that show that human beings are the only creatures on the face of the earth that make themselves and other creatures insane. How sad is that? What that means then is that we are all charged with fighting evil, fighting corruption, fighting immorality. We want to fight it, and that's what I say as a therapist. Helping people become healthy, productive, thriving. Making healthy choices in their lives. recognizing their values and living by those values, the values that create health and wellness. I don't believe that God ever condones evil. I believe God hates evil. And yet he has allowed it so that we can freely make a choice between good and evil. Interesting thing about the word good. Very interesting. The word good comes from the word God. Old English. Very interesting. I don't know. I don't really know the mind of God. Why he's created good and evil other than, like I said, free will. So that we choose good, we choose loving, we choose health, we choose wellness, we choose peace. We can't force it. I can't force health on someone else. I can't force wellness on someone else. I say this to my clients all the time. I can't make anybody healthy. I mean, somebody said to me last week, I don't know why I'm paying you. I'm like, well, you know, I can provide the tools and then you have to go and use them. I can show you a mirror, basically, it was what I could say, a mirror of your behavior, and you can see if it's healthy and balanced and wholesome or not. I want what I want when I want it. And I don't know. Sometimes it's a long-suffering aspect. And although the Bible tells us how evil came about, it doesn't tell us why God allowed it to happen, other than our understanding that it may be making that choice to love genuinely, to love freely. To love self and to love our neighbors. So I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. And I am your host for today's show, Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Karen Politage of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Thank you. tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host. I'm a licensed professional counselor and I'm talking today about good and evil. We are really living in a time where we turn the news on and we just see evil all over the place, from beheadings to people being burned to shooting sprees and murders and wars and all kinds of things. People being horrible to other people. Unbelievable deeds of evil. Oftentimes we think of the Nazis and the Holocaust and what happened with that. Creating lampshades out of human skin, and you know, I remember in college vividly watching some of the films of the concentration camps, and I know that I have talked about other forms of abuse. I remember there was a story several months ago of someone whipping a child. There was just something on the news. I'm not going to go into it because I really didn't look at the story other than a mother fed her child so much salt that the child died. And there are people out there that do really bad, painful things. I don't know if they were born evil. I don't think so. I think it's more of something that was created. But the thing is, there are a lot of people that do good things. That help other people, that help their neighbors, that make choices in their lives to be kind and gentle. They have empathy, sympathy, but empathy. Empathy, I can understand how that must feel. Not sympathy, oh, you poor thing, but wow. I can understand how you must feel. That has got to really hurt. Little things. Things that go unnoticed. Like keeping a door open for someone who's coming through, or helping someone across the street, or even, you know, gee, you know, you're supposed to cross at the crosswalk, and I'm going to stop and let those people walk through. But it's also stopping when somebody is jaywalking. It's looking at your motive. Sometimes we make mistakes and people inadvertently get hurt. But sometimes people are out to hurt. Sometimes people are greedy, vicious, envious, and will go out and hurt other people, try to destroy them. And it's never beneficial when that happens. Sometimes we might do something hoping that we will have a positive consequence. And we have unintended consequences. I will say enabling tends to be one of those. We may enable someone with the hopes of helping them get better when we're only prolonging the battle. I think on a spiritual level, we are moving forward in many ways. Like evolution. But the more we move forward, the more positive we become, the more evil there is. Because you can't have one without the other. Now, does that mean we should get rid of good so we get rid of evil? No, not at all. I believe ultimately, personally, that God is going to extinguish evil. But there is a warfare going on. Warfare that has a spiritual basis to it of good and evil. I can't explain things like earthquakes and meteors and things of nature. Those kinds of catastrophes. I don't think those are not man-made, and I'm not sure why we have them other than it's the nature of the universe. But I also know we can make choices not to live at the base of a volcano or on an earthquake fault. It's beautiful as those land masses can be. They can be really beautiful. So the thing is that ask yourself. Look into yourself. Take responsibility for yourself. My value system. My self-esteem, my motivation. Do I want to hurt someone? Maybe I just want the hurt to stop. And maybe if I just want the hurt to stop, hurting others is not going to make it stop. I'm doing something with malice behind it, with my intention is to hurt. I need to check that out. I may need to go talk to a therapist about my anger, my rage, my hatred. I might need to learn how to let go rather than get back. We can look back on history, and it could be just even the history of yesterday, and look at the difference between things that are causing great harm and things that are causing life and health and happiness. And there's all that gray in between. I don't know, good and evil might be an illusion. But personally, I tend to think that it's more than just an illusion. I do think that there is a real spiritual component to it. And I think we need to consider behaving as if that really is true. And if you're struggling, reach out for help. So with that being said, before I come to the conclusion of my show, I do want to tell you a little bit about myself. Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm certified by the National Board of Certified Counselors. I have a practice right here in Flemington on Main Street. I have been in private practice for 15 years, 15 and a half years. And I have been in the field of mental health for over 30 years, starting off with working in a youth shelter and then working in the field of drug and alcohol recovery, especially for women struggling with that disease. I work with people who are in early recovery, families with people struggling with addictions, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, grief and loss, anger management, and couples counseling. You can find out more information about who I am and what I do on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com or altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole Counselor, R-O-L-L Counselor. You can also reach me at 908-237-2899. That's my office number. Please feel free to call and leave a message if you like about the show, or if you would like to make an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list. And speaking of anger management, just for those of you that may want to get some help with anger, we're going to be starting some anger management groups with Meena Singh, who is a recovery coach, recovery life coach. And we are combining coaching and counseling to start a group on April 7th. It will be a 12-session group dealing with anger and anger management. And if you are interested, please call at 908-237-2899, and we'd love to get you set up. It's going to be a small, intimate group of 3 to 5 people, but I think it may be very beneficial. So again, if you're interested, April 7th, combining counseling and coaching, and 908-237-2899. So with that, I hope this was a useful show. Give you something to think about if nothing else or not. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a challenge to Obamacare. The justices will decide whether people in all states are eligible for federal tax subsidies.